Well, he's back, this Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist and author and doctor, previously chief medical correspondent for NBC and CBS News, and now getting the word out when it comes to life in general. Dr. Bob Arnott on the line to talk about, well, traveling more safely, even if we shouldn't be traveling. Dr. Arnott, thank you for you.
Well, thank you for you, Shelley. Very kind of you.
Yes, appreciate you. The CDC is recommending that we reduce our risk of contracting or spreading COVID, of course, by avoiding travel. But sometimes you have to travel, and that means this time I need to talk to you. Can you expand, Dr. Arnott, on the latest recommendations, please?
Sure. You know, in fact, it's interesting. I got an email from a very good friend of mine locally here who has to travel. You know, she has a relative that isn't going to make it. You know, has less than a week left, and so she feels obligated to go. Obviously, the CDC doesn't want you to travel. It's probably the worst possible time with 144 to 150,000 cases a day, staggering. So, you know, first and foremost, the masking really does help when you travel. And the CDC has new guidance as of 2 days ago on the mask. They look at, they actually do work. We've looked at lots of different studies. They work. Not only do they prevent you from spreading virus to other people, but you're going to be protected as well. And they are upgrading the kind of mask you should wear. It's a very, very important point. As an example, if you have a single layer of cloth with a fairly wide weave on that, you may only get 5% protection. You go to a three-layer cotton, you may get 50% protection. Surgical mask, you'll get 67% protection. And then with an N95 or an N95 equivalent, like the Air Queens, you're getting 97% protection. And that's what I use. I use it on a regular basis because I feel pretty secure. So, you know, when you're on that airplane or on that bus for, you know, 5 hours next to somebody, should they have the virus, your only protection is you have the highest possible quality mask you can get. And obviously getting on and off of buses and planes, it's hard, but do try to stay 6 feet apart. And the reason for that is that a lot of the virus is spread by droplets, and those droplets drop at about 3 or 4 feet. If someone's just talking, obviously they're coughing or sneezing, you could go a lot further. So that's pretty good protection. And then, Shelley, you know, the number one thing I tell people in every possible way you can, don't get into any kind of a closed indoor space with anybody but your own family you've been around. I've been out measuring CO2 levels in the local schools recently, and in buildings, and restaurants, and clubs, and was in Boston looking at stuff. And, you know, the indoor levels can be appalling, showing the staleness of the air. And, of course, you do want to try to wash your hands, but I always tell people to be a little careful about that because it can be more dangerous going in and out of the restroom, you know, touching the handle on the way in, touching the faucets there. So I would have some kind of a wipe or some hand sanitizer along with me to keep my hands clean. So sure, that should go a long way to keep me safe. And the important thing, Shelley, is, you know, that I worried a lot about airliners, and the FDA does have information showing with influenza. If you're within 2 rows of somebody, yeah, you have a 6% chance of infection, 2% of you're further away. But airliners have been reasonably safe because they have such high air circulation.
Dr. Barb Arnott with us, Emmy Award-winning broadcast journalist, of course, doctor, and talking about our traveling more safely during the holidays and, of course, action items to reduce our risk. Yes, that mask important. I understand there are even gift ideas that you can share to help keep our families safe during the holidays. How about a mask?
Yes, that's what I've been doing. I actually sent Air Queen masks to all my 5 brothers and sisters, all my friends. I bought 1,500 of them for the local school. And I have a nice little ethanol bottle that I sent along with it so that they can. So I think it's a great gift idea because it shows you care and you could save a life. You know, these. Yeah. It's interesting that when people are wearing these N95 masks, they show in the Far East that even when they were exposed to somebody who had the virus and was actively aerosolized because they were undergoing a medical procedure, that they did not get the virus. There's another example where they were looking at hairdressers, and their clients wearing masks, even though they had the virus, didn't get it. So it is protective. There's obviously a lot of political stuff out there, but you know, with this most recent CDC memo, it's clear that these actually do work. And the better grade mask you have, the better protection.
Yes, can't fight reality and these times. Dr. Bob Arnott, how do we find out more information, please?
Well, if you go to the official site, airqueen.com, I love the site. I've been there. It's got all of the latest information. It's got the science. It has questions and answers. And if you put in the word safe, you can also get a discount buying these masks, as I have done. I think I bought 2,000 of these so far on airqueen.com.
Very nice. Well, you got to back up what you share. Dr. Barb Arnott, again, thank you again for reminding us how to travel more safely during the holidays. Take care now.
And thanks for keeping our audience safe, Shelley. Very appreciate it.